A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
Home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Happy Saturday to all of you out there in Cougar Nation. Welcome on into Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. It's Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. The next 3 hours is going to be jam-packed with BYU content, as it always is here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Matt, how's your Saturday treating you today?
Oh, it's been great, Mitch, and I got to tell you, I'm just super stoked tonight to watch a BYU team face off in a national championship game. It's not every Cougar Sports Saturday show we get to talk about and potentially preview a national championship, the men's volleyball team taking on Hawaii tonight. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about a lot of other things as well, but super stoked to be here with you, Mitch.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We got a jam-packed guest lineup as well. Matt Harms, former BYU big man, going to be joining us in hour number one to discuss his decision, in case you missed it, as to his future going forward next season and beyond in hoops. So we'll talk with Matt Harms coming up later this hour. Also, we'll be joined by a Jets insider in hour number two, DJ Bien Ame from the New York Daily News. He's in New York at Jets rookie minicamp right now, sizing up Zach Wilson, getting a firsthand look at the former BYU signal caller. So we'll check in on Zach Wilson at Jets rookie camp, and then also BYU passing game coordinator Fessy Sitake. So settle on in. We got you the hoops, the pros, the college scene. We got it all covered here on Cougar Sports Saturday, but we start things off, as always, with the leadoff.
The leadoff. A look at the stories making headlines right now. It's time for the leadoff on Cougar Sports Saturday.
Yeah, we start things off, Matt, with another Matt making a big decision. Matt Harms, 7'3", big man, is not going to be returning to BYU hoops. He'll join us around 12:35 live to discuss that decision and what went into the process. But he announced on his social media channels yesterday that he is declaring for the NBA draft. Not a complete surprise, Matt, because he had always stated in multiple occasions that last season would be his last year, but when we saw that Mark Pope and the coaching staff were basically putting on this full court press to recruit him back for one more year, it felt like, you know, Mark Pope's not going to be turned down very often. But Matt Harms moving forward, what impact does this have on BYU basketball going forward into next season?
It has a big impact, Mitch, because right now there's not a lot of depth at that forward and center position for BYU because the Cougars, Connor Harding, he transfers away. Colby Lee, he transfers away. So right now, I think you're looking at Richard Harward. You get Gavin Baxter back from injury, and we'll talk about this more throughout the show. But after that, it's a little thin. And bring in Matt Harms back, who was Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, obviously, anytime you can get one of those guys back into the program, you want to have it. And I got to be honest with you, Mitch, I was surprised. I know that he had said throughout his time at BYU, it's one and done. I want to play in the NBA. That's all I'm going to do after the tournament. Same thing. It hurts, but I'm moving on. And I felt like as time went on that things would change. As he realized maybe not an NBA draft selection, because I don't think he's going to get drafted. And then you look at the overseas market with the pandemic, it's just not what it was. And so I thought over time he would realize, hey, all those things will still be in front of me. I can come back to BYU. I can develop some more. Maybe I'm a repeat defensive player of the year. Maybe my three-point shot falls, because we know that he can make it. He just did not do it last year. And that would maybe open up the doors to be a second-round pick. Worst-case scenario, you have another good year. There's better overseas opportunities. I just thought that would take care of itself. And so I was surprised. I don't blame him, because we got to remember, and I always forget this, Mitch, when you come back, you're not just playing ball. You got to go to school. Exactly. All these other things need to be considered. So I get that you want to move on from the student aspect of it. But from a professional standpoint, I was surprised that he didn't want to run it back.
Yeah, and he's got a serious girlfriend too. And I think that maybe they want to move forward with their life together. And, you know, you look at BYU next season, though, there are some questions on the personnel front, because Matt Harms was the WCC Defensive Player of the Year a season ago. I mean, you talk about rim protection. That guy was great in that regard. And I think there's still room for his game to continue to evolve, and that's why I'm excited to catch up with him and kind of have his farewell to Cougar Nation. Because, I mean, the guy, you know, we talked about it during the season, Matt, and you pointed this out multiple times. I would have loved to have seen him have a chance to play in front of a jam-packed Marriott Center crowd, because he was someone during his career at Purdue that kind of fed off of the hostile environments, and he really elevated his play in those settings. He didn't get to experience that very much, if at all, because of the COVID-19 pandemic. So, yeah, I wish him nothing but the best and hope that it all works out. But looking at BYU basketball's roster next season, you got Richard Harward coming back, Gavin Baxter, as you mentioned, Gideon George returns, and he's got a wealth of starting experience now in the program. Trevin Nell comes back. Caleb Lohner probably is going to be the star of the program if, you know, Alex Barcel, depending on his status, what he's going to decide. Lohner's going to be a big piece to what BYU does. And then you bring in Ali Atiki from Canada, and then Fassini Traore from Wasatch Academy. But I don't know if right now it's an NCAA tournament team. You got to get Barcelo back, and now you got to get some, maybe another big man or two out of the transfer portal. And BYU's been offering some guys from Illinois State. Dusan Mohorichich, he got a recent BYU offer. So kind of changes maybe a little bit of the guard-heavy focus that BYU was focusing on in the transfer portal. Now they got to maybe dip into getting some big men as well.
What's interesting, too, is the transfer portal has been such a benefit to Coach Pope's regime at BYU. It felt like it was constantly giving, like it's swing, hit, swing, hit. Matt Harms, swing, home run. And this has not been the case this year. And I'll tell you what, there's a guy that was on last year's team that I'd love to have back. And I think that he was just a casualty of this transfer portal mantra where you're always bringing in guys. And that dude's Colby Lee. I just feel like, yeah, he probably doesn't start, but man, with what you have right now and what's left in the transfer portal, wouldn't you like to have Colby Lee back, someone who can score? I know he's not the defender you'd like him to be, but it's very rare in college basketball that you find a guy that is just excellent at everything. And that was not Colby Lee, but he was a dang good offensive player. And it'd be nice to have him have some depth. So I know that BYU, they dream big. They go for the fences. And that has not panned out this year. And so this is the first time that I think Coach Pope and maybe even BYU fans are getting a taste of the negative aspect of living and dying in the transfer portal, because they have been offering tons of people, and time after time, they're choosing other places to play, and now they find themselves in a difficult spot. Now, there's still a lot of talent. I'm not saying there's not talent. There is. But this team, as of right now, there's not that depth that you want, and you'd have to rely on some of those guys you just talked about, incoming freshmen.
You can text us at 57500. You can also interact with us on Twitter at KSL Sports, Mitch_Harper, Biamonte, Matt. The guys that are now gone from this past year's team that got a sixth seed in the NCAA tournament, lost in the first round to Final Four participant UCLA. Connor Harding, he goes to UVU. Colby Lee to Dixie State. Jesse Wade, he's retired from the game of basketball. Wyatt Lowell is going to be interesting. He got a little bit of interest from Wisconsin, according to reports. Curious to see where he ends up potentially in the transfer portal. Now Matt Harms, who will join us coming up around 12:35, he's moving on to pursue an MBA career. And speaking of the NBA, Matt, I want to touch on this. News coming out this morning, a former BYU player is signing with an NBA team, Elijah Bryant. He, according to reports from Stadium Shams Charania, the Bucks are planning to waive forward Radonis Karokas, and they're going to sign Elijah Bryant of Maccabi Tel Aviv to a two-year deal. So a former BYU guy getting an NBA contract, pretty exciting stuff for Eli Bryant.
That's fantastic for him, and I think he is just such a good perimeter player. We know that he can shoot the three ball at a high level. That's a premium in the NBA, especially in a place like Milwaukee, where Sam Merrill is currently there. He's been getting some run. They love those bigger two guards who can defend, who can shoot. And let's not forget, Bryant, in his time at BYU, he wasn't just a shooter. I mean, that guy could put it on the floor. He could get to the rim. He was a good free throw shooter. That is awesome for Elijah Bryant to get a crack with Milwaukee. That's really cool.
And he was one of those guys, too, in his BYU career, that senior or that last season, his junior season at BYU, because he obviously left early after he graduated from the program. He was like a 50-40-90 guy hovering around that range, and that doesn't happen very often in college basketball. And Elijah Bryant kept working hard. I mean, he had that stint with the Bucks in their summer league. So, again, it shows the value of – if you can get into a summer league and show some good film to those teams, you could maybe eventually get a deal down the road. It happened with Eric Mika when he was with the Sacramento Kings. He had a brief stint. I think he made a bucket or two against the LA Lakers last season before the season shut down due to the pandemic. So, you know, for Matt, circling back to Matt Harms, if, you know, he's going to move forward, pursue the NBA, maybe if he doesn't get drafted, as long as he can get on a summer league team, put out some good film, make an impression on a franchise, it could work out down the road, and they could circle back and say, we're going to go get this guy who's 7'3 and add him to our franchise. And if he continues to improve shooting the three ball, which is critical in today's NBA, and that's one of the reasons why Elijah Bryant is signing with the Milwaukee Bucks, it could definitely work out for Matt Harms and for former BYU players going forward in the National Basketball Association. We got to take our first time out, though. On the other side, we'll go from the hardwood to the gridiron. Zach Wilson, he's going through his first practices as a New York Jet. How's that going for him? We'll hear from him coming up next. This is Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com. Yeah.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.